Hello, my name is Rosemary Cooper-Clark and I'm a leadership coach and change consultant. And in this audio, I'm going to be talking about managing your cash flow and sharing some tips. Why? Because cash flow is the biggest risk to your ongoing business. If you're not receiving the money in from your customers, you cannot pay your employers, your suppliers, and trying to do so can get you into all sorts of legal problems. So here are some tips that I heard recently at an FSB event and also some other events. The first tip is to understand your customer's payment cycle. If you're paying at the end of the month and their payment cycle means they're doing a print payment run in the mid-month, you've got longer to wait for your cash. So changing your invoicing to match their payment cycle will get you those funds far faster. The second tip is to break your invoices down into as many segments as you can, whether that's by product or by service. That way, not only can you invoice faster, perhaps, but you won't get held up if any part of the invoice is queried. The third tip is to look at the terms and conditions. Very often, when you have a new customer, you start to say, our terms and conditions are so many days. And the customer will reply, well, ours are 60, 90, whatever. The legal situation is that whoever writes last, whether or not you get a reply, is the one that upholds the terms and conditions. So just keep writing back, our terms are whatever the days, and keep a record of it. The last tip is again looking at the terms. Can you actually get agreement to a prepayment up front before the service starts or before the product's delivered? Can you set up direct debit stage payments? What other alternatives can you have that get the cash flow coming in far faster than you currently are managing? Hope these tips work for you. Let me know how you get on. Rosemary Cooper-Clark. Goodbye.